Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Mayor, that said, you've taken a lot of criticism for your situation, your stance with UPMC. Mm-hmm. What is the current status? Have you talked to their executives?
Me and UPMC have had at least a 2-year conversation in regards to pilot programs, them being able to contribute. Listen, they're nonprofits and they're tax exempt. Without their tax exempt status, their payroll tax, property tax, they would owe the city around $30 million a year. I didn't ask UPMC for $30 million. I asked them for $25 million for 10 years. They didn't want to do that. I asked them for $20 million for 10 years. They didn't want to do that.
Are you saying $25 million annually for 10 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Then I went $20 million for 10 years. They didn't want to do that. So I went down to $15 million for 10 years. They rejected that. They said something that was unacceptable. I went to 12.5, and that's where we left it at, 12.5 for 10 years. Listen, they did 10 years. They did $10 million for 10 years for the Pittsburgh Promise.
So we're
not asking for something that is out of reach.
If UPMC came to you today and said, Mayor, we'll give you 12.5 a year for 10 years.
I'll take it. And they know it. I've been very vocal with them about it. If they came and said, right now, we'll do 12.5 for 10 years, I'd take the deal in a heartbeat. I don't think that's a bad deal. Matter of fact, I think that's a fair deal. It's more than fair. And we continue to come down on the number to ensure that we're out here saying, hey, listen, does this deal work? How does this work? So we'll continue to do what we need to do.
Is it about the union, SEIU? Is that the issue that you've had with them?
I mean, they put it out there, but that wasn't it. They knew it was two separate issues. We were firm with that from the door, that it's two separate issues. If you're asking me, do I believe that they have a right to be able to unionize, the answer is yes. Are you asking me that? Is that tied to a pilot program? The answer is no. We already told them from the beginning that it's two different issues. Everybody has a right. If I'm asking taxpayers, residents of this city, and they're paying their taxes, I'm not trying to raise taxes on them. When these nonprofits, billion-dollar nonprofits, that made their empire off of tax subsidy dollars, and giving your charitable work, you're supposed to do that. You're a nonprofit. That's what you're supposed to do. What I'm saying is that we got bridges and roads that your employees use. We got parks that your employees use. If you have a serious situation, you're going to use our police, our fire, our EMS. There are services that you will receive that at the end of the day, we should want to contribute to make that infrastructure stronger. That's public safety. That's building a system where everybody feels that everybody is contributing in a way that is making our region better. Most of our properties are tax exempt. I mean, most of our properties, we can't do anything because they're tax exempt. So what I'm asking from UPMC, and I didn't come to gouge them. I started at 25, moved to 20, moved to 15, moved to 12.5. That's showing you that I'm reaching out in the olive branch, wanting to work with you, wanting to get to a compromise to where the city, the region, can see that we are working together in order to improve the best quality service for our residents. I don't believe there is nothing wrong with that. If you could give the Pittsburgh Promise, which was a beautiful program, is a beautiful program. Shout out to Salim Gabriel for all he's done to make that program work. But if you can give them $10 million over 10 years, there's no reason you can't do 12.5 for 10 years.